This is Just Jenny on Sirius XM Stars.
All right. Let me bring on to the show Dr. Kenneth MacLeod. He's a researcher, a professor, and also the founder of Synostics Incorporated. What is Synostics Incorporated?
Synostics is a company that develops, I guess you could call them pacemakers for your second heart. Your second heart are specialized muscles in the lower part of your body, down in the calf of your leg, and they are responsible for pumping blood back up to the top of your body, back up to your heart. And so your cardiac muscle and your soleus muscles work as a team to ensure adequate circulation in your body.
Okay. And so I've never heard of this concept of the second heart and how it impacts weight and weight loss plateau and metabolism. So explain this to my listeners and to me, how this is even a thing.
Okay. It's certainly been known for a long time. I mean, we are relatively tall animals, and there's a fairly large gravitational force on the planet Earth, and we have relatively soft skin. So what happens, as soon as we stand up, gravity grabs all this fluid in our body and starts pulling it down into our lower body. And because we have soft skin, our legs just start expanding, and this fluid pools and pools and pools. And if the fluid is down in your legs, it is not getting back to your heart. And if it's not getting back to your heart can't maintain normal cardiac output. And so that's where these muscles play such a crucial role. When we're sitting up, when we're standing up, they are essential to make sure that blood and fluid is getting back to your heart so you can maintain cardiac output.
And that impacts, and by the way, you're a scientist and you're highly educated and you're like a real guy, so you know what you're talking about. No, I just want to be clear for people that they're not listening thinking, what does he know? So how does it impact our metabolism? I mean, I understand your blood has to pump from your heart down your body and back up, but why would it make us less likely to lose weight?
Okay. It's a fair question. Okay. So there's a one-to-one correspondence between your metabolic activity and your cardiac output. In other words, all of your tissues need oxygen flow to maintain their metabolism. You take away the oxygen, they can't metabolize, so they just shut down. Mm-hmm. Your heart provides that oxygen via the blood that it's pumping. So if you lower cardiac output, you lower your metabolism, you raise cardiac output, you raise metabolism. It's really that closely linked. The other part that comes into play is that your metabolism is also dependent on the temperature of your tissues. So if your tissues are cold, then they're not going to metabolize. And if their tissues are warmer, they're going to metabolize more. So you can easily kind of break into a vicious cycle here. And this is what happens to so many individuals. Your cardiac output drops, say because you don't have adequate fluid return back to your heart. And as your cardiac output drops, your metabolic rate's going to drop because there's not enough oxygen going to the tissues. Your metabolic rate drops, you're not going to be generating a lot of body heat because our metabolism is actually fairly inefficient, maybe 30% efficient. So 3/4, 70% or more of the energy you generate in your body just goes off as heat, and that's what keeps us warm. And by keeping us warm, that maintains our metabolism. So you lower your metabolism, your body heat drops, that lowers your metabolism, you get colder, and you go into this cycle. One of the first signs that your soleus muscles, your second hearts, are not working correctly is if you have cold hands and feet. I mean, you probably have friends that talk about, I sit at work, my hands are freezing, my toes are freezing.
I have Raynaud's in one of my fingers. So
there
that's
you go.
Me.
Well, that could well be a sign that your soleus muscles could be starting to fade.
Great. So, what age does that typically happen?
Well, it really depends on how you spend your youth. And so The way you maintain your soleus muscles, if you read National Geographic and you look at, you know, what people do when they're resting anywhere but in the Western world, you'll see they're always squatting. You're going to rest, you sit down, you sit on your haunches. And to sit on your haunches, you have to use your soleus muscles really extensively. So our ancestors and children, you'll see squatting. That's a great way to maintain your soleus muscles. But as we get older, we tend to sit in chairs. If you spent much of your life sitting in a chair, your soleus muscles are probably in pretty bad shape. On the other hand, if you're a painter and you're standing on a ladder, you're basically standing on your toes all day, you're going to have great soleus muscles. Women who wear stiletto heels have really great soleus muscles typically. The bones in their feet are hurting. You know, there's other issues wearing stilettos, but they're going to have great calf muscles. So it's not an age thing per se, other than the fact that we tend to do less and less squatting, and that's the best exercise. There are other exercises. Tai Chi will do it. Some forms of yoga will do it. But, you know, the way to maintain your soleus muscles is to squat. I'm not squatting now. I'm sitting in a chair. You're probably sitting in a chair. Your listeners
Sadly,
are probably
I am.
Sitting.
Yeah. That's right.
So, at any rate, that's what we do. Americans sit, on average, about 13 hours a day. And so we don't get a lot of exercise. And it's the important thing to realize that in terms of maintaining body weight, the critical thing is what we call your resting metabolic rate. It's your metabolic rate when you're not doing anything else. And so, again, we sit for about 13 hours a day. We sleep for maybe 8 hours a day. So that's 21 out of 24 hours. We're really not doing anything. And so you exercise for half an hour, an hour. It really doesn't have that much impact on your overall metabolic burn over the course of the day. So it's really hard to exercise sufficiently to lose weight. It's very hard to cut back on caloric intake to lose weight, because as soon as you start cutting back, your body's smart. It's going to say, oh, my God, I'm starving, and it becomes much more efficient in extracting calories. And people have seen this over and over. I'm sure many of your listeners have tried to lose weight, and it's just such a struggle. And then you lose it, and a year later, it's all back.
Right.
And that's because they're focused on these kind of that caloric intake and that exercise burn, which is a very small part of the big picture. The big picture is really about resting metabolic rate, and that's what you want to increase. If you increase your caloric burn during the 21, 22 hours a day that you're not doing anything, then you're going to burn calories and you're going to lose your weight. And that's the game. That's the trick. And to do that, you have to stay warm, because it is your body wants to be at 99 degrees, and if it's not at 99 degrees, your metabolic rate's going to drop. And then any calories you eat are just going to go down as fat, and the situation's going to get worse and worse. You're going to get into this vicious cycle. So you can either warm yourself up externally. You can warm your environment is one strategy. Doesn't necessarily work well. Hard to do in the workplace, you know, without warming up everybody else. Or you can warm yourself internally. And that's really where Synostics, you know, why we developed the Heart Partner technology is it's a way that without dramatically altering your lifestyle, you can internally warm yourself by increasing fluid return to your heart, which increases cardiac output, which increases metabolic rate, which warms you up. And more warmth means increased metabolic rate, which warms you more.
Make you lose weight. But so people go to synosticsinc.com. How do they find heart? The Heart Partner.
Go to the website, synostics.com, and it will explain all of this to you. The underlying research is all there for people to read if they want to read the research. But that's fundamental. There's no dark magic here. The whole trick is to maintain adequate fluid return to your heart, and so that your heart can maintain adequate cardiac output, so that you can maintain a fairly high resting metabolic rate. And it can be very dramatic. When you sit down for an hour, your metabolic rate can drop by a third or more. In fact, in individuals, I've seen it drop 50%. And that's a huge drop. you know, you would have to, you know, cut your dietary intake in half to compensate for that. And,
right.
and nobody's going to do that.
But how does it work? Is it invasive? Like, what is Heart Partner? And Sonostics, Sonosticsinc.com. Okay, go on.
No, just Sonostics.com.
Oh, it's just Sonostics.com. Okay, Sonostics.com. Got it.
Right.
So how does it work?
Okay, so the way it works, the soleus muscle is a deep postural muscle. And so it's kind of reflex-driven. I mean, you can control it voluntarily, but kind of half the muscles in your body are voluntary muscles. The rest are deep postural muscles. So think, for example, of your neck muscles. Okay, so how do you exercise your neck muscles? Not too many people wrap weights around their head and lift weights. What you do is in the morning you pick your head up and you hold your head up for 16 hours or so, and then you lay your head back down at night. That's how you train a deep postural muscle. It's very low-level exercise, but for extremely long durations. So that's why some things just don't work well when I say, well, Tai Chi can work and yoga can work and squatting can work, but it's something you have to do for hours a day. And that doesn't work well in people's lifestyle for the most part. And so we were working to find a way to activate the soleus muscle and so you can keep it active for hours a day without disturbing your lifestyle. So what we do, the way the Heart Partner works, is that there is an intrinsic reflex arc that will activate the soleus muscle. You can stimulate what are called mechanoreceptors. So they're sensitive to vibration on the front of the foot, the bottom front of the foot, and that triggers a reflex arc that will cause the soleus muscle to contract. Now, you don't want to stimulate it again. We're talking in the very beginning about pacemakers. The way the soleus muscle works is kind of like the way the heart works. It contracts, it relaxes, it contracts. Your cardiac muscle does that about once a second or so. The soleus muscles do this about once every 2 minutes or so. So they contract most people can't even feel their soleus muscle contracting. So it contracts very slowly. It takes about a minute to contract, and then it spends a minute or two relaxing, refilling with blood, and then contracting again. So the Heart Partner mimics that pattern. So it stimulates, the muscle gets that 60 seconds of contraction, and then it relaxes, allows
the
muscle.
And it's not dangerous at all.
No, it's not invasive. We call it an under desk device or in front of your easy chair. Put the front of your feet on it. Don't have to take your shoes or socks off. And the vibration will come, you know, right through the soles of your feet and activate those receptors. And then that starts the reflex arc. So it is, but it's enough. It's a type of exercise. We refer to it as passive exercise. You really don't have to do anything. You sit, work on your computer, talk on the phone, watch television, and it's doing the work for you. But it will increase your resting metabolic rate by 30 to 40%. If you use it for an hour or so, we recommend that people use it for an hour or two a day, every day, and that will get your soleus muscles trained back up in 3 to 4 months.
How much how much are these devices?
They're $795. And,
so they're $800, okay.
$795. And if it's, if you have mobility issues, it's hard for you to lean over and turn the switch on and off. You get we offer remote control, so you can control it with your hand easily. But yes, and we ship for free anywhere in the lower 48 states, and usually within the day you order.
I will tell you that I have heard that vibrations and that this sort of thing is part of what's ahead in terms of wellness in the future. I met someone recently on a plane who was talking about a company called Beamer that has a Beamer mat that seems like it's like a mat for your whole body that does this sort of vibration concept. And so I get it, what Sonostics is trying to do. It's like trying to wake up your system or wake up your second heart, as you
to some degree.
Refer
this
to
one
it.
Is just very specific. Our partner is tuned to activate these specific receptors on the bottom of your foot, which causes the soleus to react. But you're right. There has been, going back to the early days of the Russian space research, They're very interesting. You go up into space and your bones and your musculature just start failing left and right, and they've been looking for all sorts of ways to prevent that from happening. And so there's a long literature, you're absolutely right, about various applications of vibration therapy. And so this is, you know, more or less falls into that category. It's a subset of that. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, it's fascinating stuff, actually. So
it's pretty interesting because it's so simple. And, you know, there's other interesting applications. If you, for example, a lot of my research now is focused on if your cardiac output drops, then typically your blood pressure drops. So this happens a lot in elderly individuals. So with lower blood pressure, you have lower perfusion of the brain.
Yeah,
and then you start developing mild cognitive impairment, which progresses to dementia, which progresses to Alzheimer's. And so we're doing a lot of work now on prevention of dementia using fundamentally the same technology. It's just really important to maintain your cardiac output.
Yes,
probably
for sure.
Not a big surprise. Yeah.
No, it's not a big surprise. So I recommend people check out synostics.com, SONOSTICS.com. And Dr. Kenneth MacLeod, who you're not on social media, so I try to find you. You weren't there.
I am not. That is true.
Right. And the company has a Facebook page and I think maybe a Twitter as well. So you can find that. But thank you so much for being on my show. Good luck with this.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, it's very cool. All right. Take good care.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks. Okay. So one more quick break and I'll be right back to finish up today's Way Wednesday.